Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. New Orleans Morning Radio Show. Got a headline here that's not that unique. I mean, it sucks, but it's a detail in the headline that is extremely unique. Slidell man wanted for attempted murder after gas station shooting. Okay. I mean, sure, that headline sucks, and anytime there's a shooting in a gas station, that sucks. But living in New Orleans, I mean, shootings in and around the area, they happen, right? Here's the reason I'm talking about this morning. 20, police know who they're looking for. It's not a random shooting. They've identified the shooter. They know who they're looking for. They know who they need to find. Who do they need to find? Police in Slidell, St. Tammany Parish, are looking for 23-year-old millionaire forever Divine Rout.
Say what?
That's his name. Millionaire forever Divine Rout.
All four of those is his name. His first name is Million. What you're telling me is his first name is Millionaire.
That's right, Coleman.
And he has two middle names, Forever Divine.
That's
his
right.
Last name just happens to be Rout.
Rout. Or some people might pronounce it Root. R-O-U-T-E. That's his last name.
So the police are looking for a man named Millionaire Forever Divine Rout or Root.
Yeah, so obviously they're not going to confuse him with anybody else. They're not going to pick up somebody else by mistake. You're not, it's not John Smith.
Or Billionaire Root. It's Millionaire.
That's right. Authorities in St. Tammany Parish are asking for the public's help to find a Slidell area man wanted in connection with a shooting near Slidell 2 days ago on Wednesday. The St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office said the shooting happened shortly after 1:30 p.m. at a gas station near Gauze Boulevard and Carroll Road.
I know what it is.
Investigators say 23-year-old Millionaire Forever Divine Rout targeted a man as the victim pulled into the parking lot of the gas station. Millionaire Forever Divine Rout allegedly got out of his car, fired several rounds into the victim's car before driving away in a white Nissan Altima. Sweet ride.
Now, by all accounts, this is not his rapper name. He's not an aspiring rapper. His name just happens to be Millionaire Forever Divine Route.
That's what the police say.
And the police need help looking for a guy named Millionaire Forever Divine Route.
Yes. The victim was reportedly treated at the scene for injuries caused by broken glass fragments. So that means that Millionaire Forever Divine Route isn't the greatest shooter. Because when you open fire into a car, and the victim was only treated for injuries caused by broken glass fragments. That means Millionaire Forever Divine Route didn't actually hit the person in the car with the bullets. He opened fired upon.
This text says, the DMV refused to put my middle name on my license after I got married, but this dude has all of them.
Yeah. You know what's interesting about my driver's license? My middle name is on it, but it's spelled wrong. There's one letter missing. So when the day comes when I have to get my driver's license renewed, I have to tell them, you got an add an O. Because that's a fact.
Just add a few more O's to your name, zeros. Can we take a moment to reflect on how this guy is 23, right? So let's start from birth. The parents had this kid. And they looked at the kid and they wanted to decide on the name for the kid. Clearly, they had to go with Route or Root because that's the last name. All right. What do we want our kid's name to be? Let's look at him and see, does he look like a Brandon? Does he look like a Chris? Does he look like a John?
The other day on the show, we talked about a local woman who made news because she did something very stupid. She robbed a man of his Rolex, a woman in New Orleans. Police were looking for her. Because she robbed the man of his Rolex watch and a diamond chain. And then not long after that, she posted a picture of herself on Facebook wearing the stolen giant Rolex watch, which was bigger than her wrist. And her name was Essence. That was her first name. I forget what her last name was. But her name was Essence. And I said, you know, who has a baby and looks at her and says, you know, she looks like an Essence. And then you said to me, yeah, I like that name.
Yeah, that's a pretty common name. Essence and Ebony. Those, you know, names like that are pretty common. That's not a weird out-the-box name. But Millionaire is. It's not like Elon Musk's baby's name.
Well, that's not, I was just going to say, who has a baby, looks down, looks at him, and says, you know, he looks like a millionaire. I bet you whoever named him that was broke.
Yeah.
I bet you so the mother.
It was wishful thinking on the parents. I want my child to be a millionaire forever, so they named it Millionaire Forever, hoping to manifest destiny.
Yeah.
Then why stop there? Name him Billionaire or Trillionaire Forever.
And when you see the last name, is it Root? I always call it like Route 66, you know?
Route.
Say Route?
Yeah, because it's spelled like out, like O-U-T, out. Like, you're out. So if you put an R in front of out. But then it has an E at the end, so I think that's supposed to make the U pop out. But it's clear to say that Millionaire Route is not on route to be a millionaire.
Good line, Horatio. Horatio Coleman. I'm going to start calling you Horatio Coleman. The St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office describes 23-year-old Millionaire Forever Divine Route as a black man, 5'9" tall, and weighing about 190 pounds. He has black hair and a beard. He is wanted for one count of attempted second-degree murder. That'd be murder, too. Anyone with information about that shooting at that gas station, or anyone with any information about 23-year-old millionaire forever Divine Route, is asked to call the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office. I'm sure you could call the Slidell Police Department, call Crime Stoppers.
This dude had to go to school and teachers had to call out his name for roll call. Is Millionaire present? Is Millionaire Divine present? Is Millionaire Rod, are you here? They had to call his name.
Maybe they call him Rich for short. because millionaires are rich, and hey, just call him Richie.
This text says, a friend of mine named his son Zero. I guess Millionaire is a lot more than zeros, but it's a nice start.
It's like the leader of the band The Smashing Pumpkins, Billy Corgan, for a while wore that shirt. That's all it said was Zero on it.
I mean, not to get into this guy's personal life, but I think Millionaire is a cool name for women to scream out while they're doing sex. I mean, that's not a bad, but too bad he's out there shooting people at gas stations. Because with a name like that, he could have went places if he had the right type of attitude.
So, yeah, it's interesting because when shootings happen in and around New Orleans, usually, you know, the cops put up a picture of somebody maybe from the street. They caught an angle of them somewhere. And they're like, look, if you know who this guy is, let us know. They know who this guy is. They already know who this shooter is.
They just don't know where he is.
They're looking for him right now. And
this text says it was either Millionaire or Coleman Jr. Hey! This text said my neighbor's best friend name is Secret. I actually knew a stripper named Secret. It was pretty cool too, but
names are getting crazier and crazier.
But that was her stage
and crazier
name.
By the year though.
That was her real name was a Secret. Her stage name was Secret. But yeah.
All right. Well, be careful.
Watch out for those millionaires.
Yeah, be careful out there. We have a lot more to get to on the show this morning. Hang out with us. But text us, as always, your texts are welcome at 504-260-9595. Please do not text while you're driving. Keep it short. And always put your first name or your nickname or whatever you want to be called at the end of your text. And if it's good, we'll read it coming up on the show, and we'll give you credit if you put your name on it.
Yeah, so if your name is Millionaire and you want to be known, just text us and say, and then put Millionaire at the end of your text.
Maybe his nickname was Bucks. I don't know. What do you think his friends call him? Rich? Richie Rich?
Millie.
Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. But you saw on the news yesterday, they said that the CDC, our federal government, said that if you've been vaccinated, you can finally get rid of the mask. How about that, huh? The CDC announced that vaccinated people can stop wearing masks. This may seem overdue, but it wasn't until 2005 that the agency dropped restrictions for the Spanish flu epidemic of 1918. So it takes them a little bit of time, but how about that? Good news here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. That's a great song. Don Henley, The Boys of Summer. Speaking of The Boys of Summer, did you see where a bunch of coaches and one of the New York Yankees, a bunch of their coaches, and their starting shortstop just tested positive for coronavirus. The reason I'm bringing that up, they were all vaccinated in spring training a while ago. They all got vaccinated, but a couple of days ago, a bunch of their coaches, their starting shortstop, and a couple of other people in their management, their traveling party, just tested positive for coronavirus. How can that happen if they were all vaccinated in spring training a month and a half or 2 months ago?
Does it say which one did they get? The Pfizer, the Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson? I know the Johnson & Johnson one had some complications with it. But if it was the Johnson & Johnson, that's probably more likely.
I don't know which one they got, Coleman. All I know is that this week, their first base coach, their third base coach, I think their pitching coach, maybe their bullpen coach, their starting shortstop, Gleyber Torres, was just put on the disabled list because he just tested positive for coronavirus. But here we are. What's today? Today is May 14th, Friday the 14th.
Who was one day away from being unlucky.
So we're 6 weeks into baseball season, because baseball season started April 1st, right before April 1st. And in spring training, so 2 months ago, the New York Yankees were all vaccinated. All of their players, their coaches. Yet here we are 2 months later, and a bunch of them, the coaches and one of the players, just tested positive for coronavirus. How possibly can that happen? How in God's name can that happen? And you know who just tested positive for coronavirus after being fully vaccinated? Bill Maher, the television host. Bill Maher is fully vaccinated, and he says he just tested positive for coronavirus. How is this happening?
Now, let me ask you this. When they tested positive, do they feel the symptoms? Did they know, or were they asymptomatic? Like, did the vaccine prevent them from showing the
coronavirus? From what I read about the Yankees, they were all asymptomatic.
All right. So I guess the vaccine doesn't stop you from carrying it or spreading it. It just stops you from feeling the effects. But it goes to show you, people were saying, well, we don't know that much about the long-term effects. So it's good that athletes and so forth still get tested after being vaccinated. That way we can keep track with the long-term effects. Like you said, they got vaccinated 2 months ago. Now we're getting to the point where we can see what happens after you get vaccinated. And clearly, even after you get vaccinated, you can still carry the virus. Which makes you wonder now what gives you the incentive to get the vaccination if it's still a possibility. Is it for you not to show the symptoms? Or is it for you not to spread it to other people? Like, what is the purpose of the vaccine if you can still contract the virus?
Yeah, and although the one Yankee player who got it, Gleyber Torres, the starting shortstop, he's only hitting about 230. So although he was asymptomatic, he's only got one home run through the first 6 weeks of the season. A couple of years ago, he hit 38 home runs. So he's only got one home run, so there's something wrong with him. But how could this be?
This text says, it was always said that the vaccine was 90% effective, not 100% effective. So maybe we're just getting those cases of those 10% that it was ineffective.
Huh.
So you take the vaccine that's 90% effective to prevent you from getting a virus that 99% of people recover from.
And I've seen some people on social media, Coleman, some of my Facebook friends, so I don't know how true this is, but a few of them have said they already had it, coronavirus. They went to the doctor, and their doctor told them, they tested them, and the doctor told them, you have the antibodies.
Yeah.
To protect yourself. From.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have the virus and you get over it yourself, your body naturally develops the, they have infomercials about this saying, hey, if you had the virus before, we can use your blood samples and stuff like that because they can use your antibodies to help other people stop from getting the virus or prevent them from getting the symptoms. So yeah, if you've had the virus before and you've gotten over it, you have the antibodies in your system.
I'm gonna, look, I don't want to get vaccinated, But if and I've said this 20 times on the show, if our government is telling us that they need 75% of Americans to get vaccinated, 70 to 75% of Americans to get vaccinated for us to get back to life to normal like it was before the pandemic, then I'll do it. I haven't done it yet. And I believe I had it right in the beginning. How are you going to feel
if you get the vaccine and get fully vaccinated, and a few months later you actually catch the coronavirus?
I'll be pissed.
All right.
I think you can go to. I know CVS said nationwide that they were starting to have them there. That's what I want to do. I just want to go to, you know, I don't want to go to some place where they're giving out free crawfish to get a shot. I don't want to go to some baseball stadium. Can I go to CVS and get one?
All right, last text right quick. This NG says, the Yankees say it was a COVID-19 variant, not the actual original COVID-19.
Oh, okay. So it might have been one of like the South American one or the other one, yeah.
Yeah, coronavirus, the remix.
All right. Hey, coming up on the show, did you see they found someone hoarding gas in a hotel around here? Did you see that? Stay tuned for that. And got a lot to do on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans' morning radio show. If you're just joining us, our big story this morning is that police in the North Shore, St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office, they're looking for a man who was at a Slidell gas station on Wednesday, and he opened fire on another man who was sitting in his car. He fired a bunch of shots. None of the bullets hit the guy in the car, but the guy was injured by some broken glass. But the man they're looking for is 23-year-old. This is what his name is. Millionaire Forever Divine Rout.
$1 million.
That's the guy's name. They know who they're looking for. His name is Millionaire Forever Divine Rout. That's R-O-U-T-E, like 66. Coleman pronounces it root.
No, I pronounce it Rout, but I'm debating, have I been pronouncing it wrong the entire time? Because I've never considered the E. Like, I pronounce out like out because of O-U-T, and the first letters of Route is R-O-U-T, but does the E make the U stand out? Like, is it root or route? Or is it like tomato, tomato? Does it even make a difference?
Well, I've always, even though it's Route 66, I've always said route. But anyways, the guy's name is Millionaire Forever Divine Route. I'd like to meet this guy's mother. I probably wouldn't want to run into him in an alley late at night. But I'd like to meet his mother, because his mother's got a hell of a sense of humor. You name your kid Millionaire Forever Divine Route.
Well, I think she was trying to manifest destiny with her child, saying, you know what, I want him to be a millionaire forever, so I'm going to name him a millionaire forever, and hopefully he lives up to his namesake, because he should have a divine route to become a millionaire forever. But I would have shot high. I would have named my child Trillionaire Forever Divine Route, but I guess it didn't work out.
I wonder what they called him, like, in school when he was a kid. Like, you think Millie?
Maybe Millie. We always said Rich.
Yeah, earlier when we were talking about it, they'd probably call him Rich.
Or maybe he was truant. We don't know. But that'll be awkward doing roll call when a substitute teacher comes up. Millionaire, are you present? This can't be this kid's name. Like, yes, that's that kid's name.
Well, in the middle of the day on Wednesday, 1:30 in the afternoon, talk about brazen. I mean, he's at a gas station, and he just he just opened fire on this person who was sitting in another car at the gas station, and he didn't care that it was the middle of the day, just hanging out on a Wednesday, middle of the week. Hey, I'm just going to open fire on this guy. And police are looking for 23-year-old Millionaire Forever Divine Route. If you know anything about this guy, I mean, with a name like that, people have to know who he is. Some people,
of course.
Just contact either the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office, even the Slidell cops, Crime Stoppers. That's who they're looking for. Speaking of the North Shore, did you see this story? Hotel guest found hoarding gasoline cans in hotel room in Covington.
Oh, no. What can possibly go wrong?
Well, we've seen over the last few days long lines at gas stations. Some gas stations have run out of gas, all because that Colonial Pipeline was hacked by computer hackers. And so they haven't been able to get the gas out to gas stations. And so that's why we've seen some problems at gas stations. They said they have corrected that. It's going to take a couple of days to get the gas out to all the gas stations to get back to the way things normally are. But in Covington yesterday, St. Tammany Parish firefighters were called out to a hotel there in Covington after a report of a smell of gas. According to officials, when authorities showed up over there, they discovered a guest was storing gas cans in their hotel room. This is what is happening now. I mean, we've seen videos, and we've got one on our website, bayou957.com, of a woman filling plastic bags with gas. She had to double bag it because when she only had it single bagged, much like your groceries, there were a couple of holes, the gas was coming out, so she had a double bag at the gas pump, and then she, when she finished filling up her plastic bags, she then put it in the trunk of her car.
Yeah, I've seen videos of people putting gasoline in trash bags and Tupperware.
We have hoarders in this country. Last year, the beginning of coronavirus, they were toilet paper hoarding. This year, when the Colonial Pipeline was hacked and there were problems getting gas, now we've seen gasoline hoarders. And now in Covington, Someone who's staying in a hotel up there in a room was storing gasoline in their hotel room. That's not safe for anybody.
Not at all. Bob says, please stop saying there's a gas shortage. I haul gas. The refineries are not running out. Stations run out because people are stupid buying.
You're right, Bob. Thank you for the text. You're right about that. But the reason why some people either can't find gas right now or they have to wait an extremely long time and long lines for gas is because that one major pipeline, the Colonial Pipeline, was hacked by computer hackers.
Oh, no, I'm reading this headline here. It says, pipeline paid $5 million ransom.
They did.
Oh, man, I thought we're not supposed to negotiate.
I know. What does that tell criminals?
Because I'm thinking, if you have $5 million to spend on a ransom, then you have the money to pay better computer hackers to come fix your system. Wouldn't you rather do that? If you have the money to spend to unhack your system, won't you just hire somebody that can crack the code and get rid of the ransomware, right? You go to...
If you're some computer whiz and you are just sitting back on your couch watching the news and you see how the Colonial Pipeline was just hacked by computer hackers and our government just paid them $5 million to unlock it, to get the gas back going again, what's going through your mind right now? I mean, everything, so many things are run by computers. You get these smart computer whiz people. They could, from their own couch, sitting in their underwear, they can probably go hack something and then demand a ransom.
You think it's a setup? You think they're paying the ransom people $5 million so they can track them later and then find out who they are and then get the money back some kind of way, shape, or form?
Well, anyways, Coleman, do not hoard gas. Only get as much as you need. Things are going to be fine. And like our texter said, the reason why things aren't fine is because of gas hoarders.
So, John, you're going to return the 12 gas cans that you bought from Walmart yesterday?
Yeah, you know, look, I just happened to be in Walmart, and I saw they had a good deal on gas cans, so I went and bought 4 gas cans. And then when I left Walmart, I went over to the gas station, and the funny thing is I don't even own a car! I'm still looking.
So it wasn't the gas shortage. You just happened to see the price tag. Like, wait, this is a good deal on gas cans. I'm going to go ahead and buy me one. For the lawnmower, I don't exist because I don't have a lawn.
But by the way, Coleman, right now, used cars are more expensive than they've ever been, ever. And I'm looking around. I've been looking for a car. I mean, I live and work in the city of New Orleans, and I just haven't really needed one. I want a car. I want to get a car. But right now they're saying, well, both new and used cars, but especially used cars are more expensive now than they've ever been.
They just texted one to clarify. It was the company that paid the ransom, not the government.
Yes. Yes. I had a faux pas there. Yeah, so, but still, what does that tell all other criminals who want to go make a few bucks very easily?
Last one. Hurricane season is 2 weeks away, so I'm starting to stock up.
Let me ask real quick, because we got to step aside here. They just paid the computer hacker $5 million. Can't they follow that money and go arrest the computer hacker?
That's what I'm thinking. Is probably a setup. Just like, I think it was Lady Gaga's dog or something like that. They found out who the dog kidnapper was by paying him the ransom.
Yeah, we did that story a couple weeks ago. That was a whole setup. All right, hang out with us. We still got a lot to get to, but everything's fine at that hotel in Covington. Where they smelled gas and they went into the hotel room there in that hotel and they found someone hoarding gas. But please do not do that. There's no need to do that.
It was a joke, Tester. He didn't really go out. Somebody say, you're a piece of crap of Vine. Yeah, it was a joke.
We
embellished a little bit.
I didn't do that. I don't own a car. I didn't buy four gas cans yesterday. I was just having a little fun on the radio show this morning. But we always appreciate the texts here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. You know whose birthday it is today? Happy 37th birthday to Mark Zuckerberg, the creator, CEO of Facebook. He's only 37, one of the richest human beings on planet Earth. He started Facebook in his Harvard dorm room. He started it because he had no friends. He was never very socially inclined. That's why he started Facebook. And did you know that Facebook is cited in 1/3 of all divorce cases? Can you believe that? What starts out as innocent poking often leads to not so innocent poking. And over the last 17 years, Facebook has reunited families, sparked romances, and taken the legwork out of stalking. Happy 37th birthday to Mark Zuckerberg. And be a part of our radio station's Facebook community if you're on Facebook. Always putting stuff up there we think you'll like. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. A Twisted Sister there. And tomorrow night and every Saturday night here on Bayou 95.7, it's Dee Snider, the leader of Twisted Sister. Dee Snider's House of Hair. It's a fun show on Saturday nights. This weekend, starting very soon, not very long after my show ends, we are tripping back to 1987. All weekend long, we're going to be featuring songs from 1987. What a year for rock and roll. Think about the albums that came out in 1987. Okay, first and foremost, as far as I'm concerned, Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction. Their debut album came out. That album, when it came out, that album had a huge influence on my life. What was I, 19 or 20 years old? I heard that album. And I heard what they were saying. And the way Slash and Izzy played guitars. And I heard the messages in all of those songs. And as someone who was just starting to come into life, I said, you know what? I can do whatever I want to do. Listen to these guys. Listen to this. Listen to this attitude. Listen to this band, Guns N' Roses. Nobody ever heard of them before. That was their debut album. And that album, it literally changed my life. Listen to these other albums that came out in 1987. That was the year Aerosmith came back. Permanent Vacation. That was their big comeback album because Aerosmith was really big in the early mid 70s, and then in the late 70s, early 80s, the drugs really took them down. And then they came back in 1987 with the great Permanent Vacation. Def Leppard came out with Hysteria in 1987. Now, I loved the Def Leppard album before that, Pyromania. But Hysteria was their biggest commercial hit ever. So that came out in 1987. The Cult came out with Electric in 1987. Love that album. You know, Faith No More's first album came out in 1987. They had a different singer than the Faith No More that we all know and love. Michael Patton replaced their original singer, and then they really, that's when they had commercial success. Also in 1987, Heart came out with the Bad Animals album. They had some of their, that's their biggest commercial success. I think it was overproduced, but that's just me. Fleetwood Mac came out with Tango in the Night in 1987. NXS came out with their biggest album ever, Kick, in 1987. Kiss, Crazy Nights. John Cougar Mellencamp had Lonesome Jubilee. Motley Crue's Girls, Girls, Girls came out in 1987. R.E.M., Document. Pink Floyd's Momentary Lapse of Reason came out in 1987. And how can I say all of those and not say U2, the Joshua Tree.
Yep.
Their immense album came out in 1987. And it's funny, you know, Pink Floyd released Momentary Lapse of Reason. Roger Waters, who had left Pink Floyd by then, came out with Radio Chaos. I remember seeing that tour. He grabbed a DJ from an LA, a Los Angeles radio station, and he took him on tour with him. And in between each song on stage, the DJ would then come on, say a couple of things, and say, now here's Roger Waters with his next song here. Here's Radio Chaos from Roger Waters. It was pretty wild.
Yeah, so all weekend long, we had Bayou 95.7. We're tripping back to 1987. You're going to hear a lot of those songs from those albums from that year. And not only that, right now on Bayou957.com, we have pictures of the Bayou crew from 1987. We get to see how you look in 87, which is crazy.
Second year of college.
I was on this. If you want to see how the Bayou crew looked in 1987.
Jesus. Son of God.
Just go to Bayou957.com. We're tripping back to 87. Can I respond? She put hers on her Facebook page, so I had to hurry up and post ours on the website so we can get the rest of the crew.
She had that big 80s hairdo going. Hey, and one other album in 1987, the Whitesnake album that made them huge. And that Whitesnake album made Tawny Katane huge, because the two songs from that album that she was in their video, rolling around on the hood of the car, and she became the first video vamp or video vixen. R.I.P. Tawny Katane. It was 1 week ago today. We lost the 59-year-old. But so many great albums came out in 1987. And this weekend, we're tripping back to 1987. And go check out that funny crap that Coleman was just talking about on our website. See us in 1987. Oh, boy. That's on our website at Bayou957.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans Morning Radio Show. I saw this story about someone trying to rob a small business in Jefferson Parish. And it had a good outcome because the business didn't get robbed. But listen to what happened. There's a small business along Jefferson Highway in River Ridge called Tutti Frutti. It serves up yogurts, snowballs, and other deliciousness, other sweet Fantasia. And the other night, a high school girl, was working there. And she got a phone call at Tutti Frutti in River Ridge. And the phone call, again, it was answered by the girl, the high school girl, who was working there. The person called and identified himself as a police officer. And the caller even gave a badge number, a fake badge number. And the phone caller said that there was someone in the store who's been stealing from the store for the past 6 months. So the person on the phone told the high school girl, the employee who was working there, who he was talking to on the phone, follow my instructions. I want you to count all the cash in the cash register. And so she's listening to him. She thinks she's talking to a cop. The caller then said, are there any gas stations or convenience stores around you? And the teenage employee said, yeah, there's a pharmacy right over here near us. That's when the caller said, take all the cash that you've got from the cash register and bring it over to that pharmacy, and you're going to meet me, the police officer, over there. There's a Walgreens right over there. Take it to that Walgreens. And the guy on the phone said, I'm with one of the owners of the store. So the girl hangs up the phone. And instead of doing what that person on the phone said, she's kind of freaking out. When I was in high school, I worked at a Baskin-Robbins, 31 flavors. And so I could relate to this story. I got fired because I left the freezer open one night. And at like 6 o'clock the next morning, after a night that I worked, the phone was ringing. Hey, you left the freezer open. All the ice cream melted. I didn't have to worry about going into work that night. But anyways, back to this. So instead of walking across the street to the Walgreens with all the money, she called her boss, the owner of the store. And then the owner of the store said, stay right there. And they came down. They called the cops. And they said, no, good thing that you didn't take all that money and walk over to that Walgreens. But someone tried to rob that Tutti Frutti store along Jefferson Highway. But the young girl, the high school girl who was working there, called the boss instead of doing what the person on the phone, who she thought was a cop. I mean, imagine you're in high school. You don't know.
That's what I'm about to say. Usually, like, the cops are not going to call you to tell you that somebody's stealing because you might be the person stealing. See what I'm saying? So they wouldn't even go that far, but I'm giving her a pass because it was a teenage girl. She didn't know. As soon as somebody would have called and said, this is the cop, somebody at your store is stealing, I would ask, well, how do you know it's not me?
Dude, when I worked at that Baskin Robbins when I was in high school, I worked there. There was a couple of friends that we all worked there. We'd go in for our shift, and we would both eat all the bananas or throw them away so we didn't have to make banana splits. That's what we would do. I mean, we had such a good time working over there. But imagine. And she was a smart high school girl. She didn't feel comfortable leaving Tutti Frutti with all of that cash and walking down the street to Walgreens. So the guy even told her on the phone, you know, if you don't bring us the money, I'm gonna send two cops in there and we're gonna arrest you.
See, again, anybody with any sort of, you know, logic would say, well, yeah, come on. We're not cooperating with the police. But I'm giving her a pass because she's a teenager.
She's probably 17 years old.
Yeah.
She didn't know. So, I mean, it was a scam. She hung up the phone, called the boss. The boss called the cops. They all showed up down there, and they said, well, you were smart. They should have given her some extra Tutti Frutti to take home that night.
How do these people, these attempted robbers, how do they think of this stuff? How do they come up with these scams that they think are going to work to this level? You know, like, they sit around, here's what we're going to do, guy. I'm going to pretend I'm a cop, and I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to get them to come to the gas station.
Well, yeah, well, they're probably thinking, I got some high school girl working there. She, you know, she doesn't know. Let's put a little fear into her, saying, if you don't do this, we're going to send cops in, and we're going to arrest you for not listening to the police. But she didn't fall for it.
Luckily.
I know, you know, some of these criminals, in the time it took to think of that scheme, how many jobs could he have gone and looked for?
Exactly. Now you're thinking like I'm thinking. If you go into that much detail about how you're going to rob somebody, you could have passed the test in high school or something and got you a job if you filled out a job application.
But every day on our cell phones, don't we all get robocalls, most of us? Don't we all get calls? Don't we all get schemes? People telling us, hey, well, just send me some money and you'll get this or that or this. So they're trying it every day with adults on our own personal cell phones. So why wouldn't criminals try it at a small business like Tutti Frutti in River Ridge where they got a high school girl working there?
Good point.
So it's something how... You always got to, no matter what you're doing, where you are, always be on the lookout. Because I know most people are good, but there's a small percentage of people who are not good. And they're always looking to scam people, rob people, rip people off. And here was a perfect example. Boy, talking about this, man, I'm in the mood for some. Tutti Frutti right now. I'll tell you that. Great job, though, by that high school employee at Tutti Frutti on Jefferson Highway in River Ridge. Hey, coming up, I got the dumbest thing I read all morning, and that has to do with someone stealing gas. And wait till you hear what they tried to do. And I've also got a couple other stories that I've got to get to before we get out of here today, including someone who won $26 million, well, at least had the winning $26 million lottery ticket until they washed it in the laundry, and now it looks like they're going to get squadouche. Stay tuned for that. And they had a big rat problem in Chicago. Wait till you hear what they did. I'm going to tell you what they did to try to solve their rat problem in Chicago. That's coming up next, too, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. So in Chicago, they've got a rat problem. There's rats running all over the streets of Chicago.
Yeah, the mob has ways of taking care of that, though, right?
We're not talking about the rats that ran around in the Al Capone days of Chicago.
We say Chicago and rats,
Coleman. Yeah, no, yeah. We're not talking about those kind of rats. We're talking about the animals, the rodents. So what did they do in the city of Chicago to combat the rat problem? They just released 1,000 feral cats onto the streets of Chicago to go get those rats. Boy, that's... Man, I want to see some of that video. Because everywhere, there's video everywhere now. I want to see some outdoor video of the feral cats chasing the rats all around Chicago. Maybe that'll stop some of the people from getting shot in Chicago on the south side of Chicago this weekend.
Who knew that a city had 1,000 feral cats just at their disposal to release onto the streets?
That's a good point.
And are they going to release 1,000 puppies when the cats get rid of the rats and then the dogs are going to take care of the cat problem?
Well, Coleman, to answer your question, a Chicago animal shelter deployed more than 1,000 feral cats. So I guess the city talked to the animal shelter, and so the animal shelter said, let's
release the cats.
Let's sick these feral cats on the rats running around that city.
This text says, didn't the rat problem in Chicago originate in City Hall?
It's a good point, Texter. We have great texters. And one other thing, quickly, about cats. We've got an incredible video on our website. There was a building on fire, and a cat is on the fifth floor of the building looking out the window, and the cat jumped out the window, landed on his feet, and then took off and ran down the street.
From the fifth floor.
From the fifth floor. A flying feline. You got to go check out that video when you get a second. It's on our website at bayou957.com. An incredible video. And coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning, and it has to do with gasoline. Of course it does, because of everything that's been going on this week at the pumps. Stay tuned for that next. You're not going to believe this, what this idiot did. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlin hanging with you. And we'll get to the dumbest thing I read all morning in just a second here. I wanted to tell you this. A lottery winner in California threw her $26 million winning lottery ticket in the laundry. Now, she didn't know that she had won the lottery. I think she just forgot that when she bought a lottery ticket that she left it in her pants pocket and she washed it. And now it looks like she's not going to win that money. She literally laundered $26 million.
That was a good one.
A lotto winner who bought the winning $26 million Super Lotto Plus ticket at a California gas station accidentally washed away her winnings with the laundry. The woman had until yesterday to claim her prize. I think she bought the ticket in November, and you have a certain amount of time. She had until yesterday, Coleman, to claim her prize. And the speculation about the unclaimed fortune made not only local news out there in California, it made national news over the last few days. I mean, someone bought a $26 million winning lottery ticket, and they had it until yesterday, Thursday, to return it, or they were going to lose the money, and they didn't return it. But the gas station, it was an Arco AMPM outside of Los Angeles. The guy who works there, his name's Frank. He told the local media out there that he has surveillance video of one of their regular customers, a woman, buying that ticket in November. The woman's in her 40s, told Frank, the guy that works at the gas station, because she's a regular customer there, she inadvertently washed away the winning lottery ticket. And again, they have her, they have surveillance footage of her buying the lottery ticket. But even if it was intact, that footage would not be sufficient evidence for a payout. So now it looks like that prize is going to go unclaimed, even though they have her on video buying the lottery ticket. Once they take the taxes out of the $26 million, it'll be $19.7 million, and that money is going to go to the California public school system.
Oh, I know she's burning up right now. She has to be heated. She has to be heated.
Could you imagine that? At least her pants are clean. Hey, it's time for me to tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Georgia man arrested after drilling hole in U-Haul truck to steal gasoline. A Georgia man has been arrested after he drilled holes in the tank of a parked U-Haul truck to steal gas during the ongoing fuel shortage. 25-year-old Jesse Smith,
you idiot,
managed to collect just 5 gallons of fuel. And his actions caused a very large gasoline spill in the town of Griffin, Georgia. Firefighters worked in the rain to clean up the spill. And the spill was caused by damage to the fuel tank, which had been intentionally punctured. So, instead of, I don't know, stealing the car, stealing the U-Haul, this guy decided to get a drill and drill holes in the gas tank. He got 5 gallons, but he left a whole lot more than 5 gallons all over the street and the parking lot, all over the area there.
See, this goes to show you once again with this supposed, Whether the panic gasoline shortage or toilet paper shortage, it brings out the worst in humanity when everybody starts panicking about resources and where their toilet paper or their gasoline is going to come from. You get idiots like these. I have a drill at home. I'm going to electric drill this. I'm going to put gas in Tupperware. I'm going to put gas in plastic bags. I'm going to order 8 million rolls of toilet paper online to have it delivered to Australia. Like, the lengths people go to during a panic goes to show you humanity is unstable at times.
What about what we talked about earlier in the show this morning? That dope in Covington who was hoarding fuel in the hotel room in Covington.
Jeez, man.
So what's the matter with people? I got to stop asking that question. Before they identified Mr. Smith as the suspect, the Griffin, Georgia Police Department posted photos of a red Ford F-Series truck, which they said was parked nearby the U-Haul and was used as the getaway vehicle. So he had gas in the getaway truck. Authorities also released grainy images of the suspect walking near the U-Haul with a fuel can.
Yeah, it is the same camera they used to spot Bigfoot in the Yeti.
So it wasn't that difficult for police to figure out who did this. Sure, he got 5 gallons of gas. They figure about 35 to 45 gallons of gas were spilled on the ground.
Like the people that put the gas in the Tupperware and the trash bags and the plastic bags, I wonder how dumb they feel afterwards when the pipeline is back up and you can just get gas like a regular person. What did they do with all the gas in the bags?
sort of like the toilet paper shortage. Once everything got back to normal, what do you think those people who bought thousands of rolls of TP are doing like right now? Every time they walk into a room, they see the TP stack that they bought when they thought there's going to be a TP shortage. And they just have to sit there and look, I am truly, truly dumb. I have all this TP, and I don't know what to do with it.
Well, they're probably using a lot more of that toilet paper now because they're not able to get gas. Yep. How am I going to get to work? How am I going to do this? I got to go to the bathroom.
They're going to exchange toilet paper for bags of gasoline.
So, the Georgia man, 25-year-old Jesse Smith, who was arrested after drilling holes in a U-Haul truck in their gas tank to steal gasoline. It's the dumbest thing I read all morning.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.